Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, March 25th, 2020. How to Be More Patient, Part 5, Understanding Your Enemy. Okay, so you have tried to be more patient, only to fail time and time again. You're sincere and truly wanting to change your snappiness. You've put out a significant amount of effort. You may even have had a bit of success in not reacting in a frantic way or anger when someone cut you off in traffic. But for the most part, you are still acting like a chicken with its head chopped off. What gives? What's the use? You can't even be patient with yourself in becoming patient. Don't give up. That's what Satan wants you to do. We need to understand his ways if we're going to defeat the devil. Here are 7 things you need to know about your enemy so you can be more patient. 1. He is a deceiver. 2. He hates God and therefore all of his followers. His hatred makes him relentless and motivated. 3. He is powerful, but not as powerful as God. Satan is not the opposite of God. He is a created being. However, he is the opposite of God in character. He is evil embodied. 4. He is smart and conniving, but he is not smarter than our Lord. If we rely on God's wisdom, we will defeat our foe. He knows where you are vulnerable, your tendencies and weaknesses. But do you know what they are? What makes you fly off the handle? Is it tiredness? A certain person? When you have too much on your plate? If you know your triggers, you can put your guard up in those situations. For example, be on guard before entering the house of someone in which you frequently have conflict. When you are about to do a task that you dislike, feel inadequate, or has frustrated you in the past, like taxes or paying bills. Be on guard when dealing with someone who frequently doesn't follow through, like your kid who didn't take out the trash for the umpteenth time. 5. Satan tactics vary from small and subtle to intense and persistent in-your-face assaults. No matter his technique, though, we need to rely on the Lord for help. 6. Satan increases his efforts whenever you try to live for God, including trying to be more patient. I'm not telling you this to discourage you, but to warn and encourage you to get equipped for battle. In Jeremiah 1:17-19, God says, "Get yourself ready. Stand up. Do not be terrified. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. 7. Satan has already lost the war. He is a defeated foe, overpowered and humiliated by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Colossians 2:14-15. We are not fighting for victory, but from victory. We win. Listen to Mercy Me's song, "We Win," to get pumped up. It always works for me. My friend, the enemy of your soul wants you to think you can never change. He'll come at you with deception, doubt, discouragement, despair, distraction, and a whole host of other devious methods to lure you away from living life God's way and therefore all its riches. He wants you to lose your patience so you'll lose out on the abundant life. That's why I'm republishing my spiritual warfare series starting in 2 weeks from now to help you discover the dirty deeds of the dirty devil, in order that Satan might not outwit us. 2 Corinthians 2:11. And by the way, my friends, would you please pray for me? Satan won't be happy when I reveal his secrets. He's sure to come after me. As it says in Ephesians 6:19, pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6:19.